Okay, so again, we're in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. Kuf Nun Aleph. Yeah. Ches, page 65. So last time we got together, we were talking about that you can't come into it. We're talking about the honor and respect that is accorded a shul or base medrash. And we talked about that you could come in with your staff or your money belt or things like that, which you can't do in base medrash. Some say that's usher, and also with a sword or a knife, a long sword or a knife or things like that. excuse me. Also, we talked about not coming into a shul with a head uncovered. There's a bir halacha, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, that even a place, the Chavos Chaim says, even b'makom shenogim leila came lifnei hasarim, even if in wherever you are, they would go in front of a king or a high official without their head covered, shezel der kalos rosh. But when you come to Hashem, that's kalos rosh, that's frivolity, lifnei hamakom. Ki ilo ein alav morash shechina. It's like a person doesn't have any fear of Hashem if you come to shul without some head covering on. It says k'sheishol kavod rosh or yeshol ema v'kavod rosh lifnei yisbarach lifanav yisbarach. So, but when somebody has a hat or something on their head, they have a fear of Hashem. So that's the idea. Okay. Excuse me. So that brings us to a test we do, Chas. Noagim baham kavod. We honor a shul or a base medrash, lechavdan uvarts ulravtsan. To lechavdan uvartsan, the Rama says, kibud nikoy abayis, kibud means to clean it, rivuds rikas amayim apnei karka, that's when they poured water. That wouldn't be a, we do that sometimes on the carpet here, it's called a leak. But again, you're supposed to keep a shul clean. And clean it, and I guess today we would call vacuuming it. And the Machaber continues, we light candles in order to honor the shul. It should be a dark place. You know, dark is not fitting, is not befitting, is not honorable. Now there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin, when it's talking about lighting things, the lighting candles in a shul. So again, according to the Machaber, you light candles in shul because, you know, it should be lit, it should be distinct, it should be honorable. That's not a dark and dreary place. Now, the Mishnah Berurah takes a little further. He says, "V'nagu lahavik kodem shiuchnas adam lizbal." That we light these candles before anybody, before people come into daven. Mishum damrina v'gemara, makom shenispal bo asara kad mashkina. Because as you all know, the Gemara says that we're a place where 10 people daven, the Shekhinah comes first. So to honor the Shekhinah, we want to have lights lit in honor of the Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah comes before we come and daven. And it's brought down that that's what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. I was looking around, I recall that this is, believe it or not, I don't remember where I saw it. I thought I knew, but I looked and it wasn't there. That this is why we have a Ner Tamid. People don't realize the reason why I saw somewhere that the reason why we have a Ner Tamid is because there's always a light. So there's a light on before anybody comes in honor of the Shekhinah. Exactly this Mishnah Berurah. It's not what most people think. It's for this reason. It's for this reason that there should be a light on before anybody comes in Davin. So I'm sure everybody's looking. So the simple shot is, you know, the Shamas comes before anybody comes and lights a light. But our way is that even there's a Ner Tamid in honor of the Torah and the Aruna, but also it serves this purpose. It serves the purpose that there's always a light, so there's a light on before anybody comes in honor of the Shekhinah. You know what you have, you came? Good. Very quickly. Afilu achar shecharvu. Even after a shul or base medrash is in disrepair. Adayin heim b'kedusha son, there's still kedusha there. So the same way that you have to show proper respect and dignity for a shul or base medrash or yeshiva, whatever you want to call it, while it's being used, so too when it's not being used. The only difference is chutz mekiva v'riva. The only thing is you don't have to clean it, right? We don't expect, you know, like a shul that's not being used and all boarded up that people should have to go in there regularly and clean it out. that far we don't go. But again, if you go into such a place, there has to be respect and honor. And let's say weeds and grasses started growing, so we take them down, but we don't just throw them out. When they come out, so they will come on, but you leave a pile of weeds there. And stuff. In other words, you don't want them all over the place, but you take them down. But on the other hand, you leave a pile of weeds. Why? Mishum agmas nefesh, to show pain. In other words, that so people should realize, you know, there's something going on here. Kadesh yiru on v'tayirucham v'yishtadu l'vnosam. So people will see it. They'll see all this stuff piled up, and they'll endeavor to try to fix it. So the Mishnah Berurah says this means you're allowed to take off the weeds. Again, there should be this idea that people should try to fix it. Whenever I learn this halakha, I think about when I used to, when I was in yeshiva, when I was in college, I used to go to MTJ. So in Lower East Side, there was a big shul. A lot of big old shuls, but unfortunately there was a big shul, the Pike Street shul, big shul. It was never inside. That I heard that was the shul where it was big enough that when Ravon Cutler was nifter, so they had the levaya there because they needed a big shul, Pike Street shul. And I used to go to MTJ once in a while. It depends on the route we used to take. I used to drive by there, and it was so devastating because this used to be a shul. You know, was the one of the shuls in the whole United States, and you know, big. And when I was in New York, there was it was all boarded up. There was big signs from the city of New York not to go in there because of rats. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. Somebody told me that some people, I guess it got to some people after a while, exactly this halacha says, and they use it now. Somebody fixed it up, and you know, like. But I always think of that halakha, imagine, you know, that, you know, to go by a shul that had such a history. And so Baruch Hashem, this halakha came true. And people, I guess, were bothered by it. And it's used now, I think, as far as I know. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.